the sewer plant. We've done a lot of work down there. It should be in good shape. Of course, that, I always have to say, it's depending on the DNR regulations. We have to get the sewer plant, it gets a permit every 5 years, and DNR can change what's required, and then all of a sudden we think we're in good shape and we have to do some kind of other upgrade. But the sewer plant right now will be in good shape. The electric, our three major substations, we're in the process of replacing the main transformers. Those are over 40 years old. The design life on those is usually about 25 years, so we're getting those replaced. Over the next, we've got one replaced now, we got two more to do. And so then the major components of the utilities will be in pretty good shape. Then we need to concentrate on the water lines and the sewer lines, and that's all underground. And unfortunately, the reality is, if it's underground, nobody sees it, they don't think of it or worry about that. But that's going to be the next thing we'll have to address, is just continually working on those. Those lines are, some of them are over 100 years old, and we're starting to see problems with the sewer lines of they're cracking, collapsing, and then having sinkholes or blockages in the sewer lines. So,
a couple of those are right along the walking trail, are they not?
Correct, yeah. On the north side of the middle school, in the walking trail, there's a place coned off right now that is a one of those situations where we believe it's leaking around a joint, and we're working to get that get the materials ready to prepare to replace or repair that. The issue there is that's the main line that Trenton Foods discharges through. So that line runs full of water just about all the time. So we'll need to coordinate that with Trenton Foods and do that when there's a chance it's low flow.